Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. We got a lot of stuff happening today to get to here. First of all, the situation the other day with the DA out in Delaware County is something that... we were overwhelmed with the listener response. It's up on podcast at our website. And if you give a listen, I think you'll enjoy it. It was a lot of fun. So listeners, of course, asked, and he's a friend of the show, Phil Herron. They asked Phil Herron, because my producer Dan sent the interview to him. Isn't this a newsworthy story? And somebody sent us Phil's response that he's not a big fan of media hissing contest. I usually have my hands full on my own. I've already been critical of Jack in terms of the shots he took at his foe on her way out of office. Well, we just thought it was newsworthy out there in Delaware County that people would want to hear that and make a judgment. And it kind of, Joe, I want to go to McSally here, okay? So we cut six. It kind of, this struggle back and forth is making national news. Now, Martha McSally is the woman from Arizona, the senator from Arizona, and she had this confrontation with Manu Raju. I don't see him particularly as somebody who is constantly annoying or constantly going after Republicans, okay? But he is CNN. And if she had maybe pointed it more at CNN, that would have been better. Joe, you ready? All right, so here is Manu Raju asking her a question. And this, you know, I don't want to be a phony on this stuff. I had Stolzheimer on, and it was uncomfortable for him that I'm asking him questions. We differ. But I am not a journalist. I'm a talk radio host. So coming on, you know, it's about opinion. My only mission is to be fair. Their mission is to be fair and not let us know their opinion. In other words, that they shouldn't be biased. I am biased. I have opinions. That's what this is all about. But when a guest comes on, it's also about fairness. So here's Martha McSally's response to this Manu Raju yesterday.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Man, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
You're not going to comment, Senator?
You're a liberal hack.
All right, so you're a liberal hack. Now, I don't see this guy as, he's not Jim Acosta. You know, I'm trying to be fair with this. But if she had made it about CNN, that you're not going to comment with CNN, then I get it, because they are just unbelievably biased. Dan, here's, we're tagging in producers. Here is 13A. Chris Cuomo then goes off last night, and Cuomo gives us an idea of the bias again. Now, I stand by what I did with Stolzheimer, and I thought it was a good interview, although I admit I'm not a journalist. I'm not asking him questions like a supposed journalist like Manu Raju should do. I'm a talk show host. So it is about opinion. I'm very suspect. I've been clear of this. One of my biggest insights, way ahead of anybody else, is how Philadelphia is bleeding into the suburbs. You know it. You see it. They're coming from New York to Bucks County, too. It's bleeding into the suburbs. It's wrecking the idea of the suburbs. It truly is. And I'm very suspect when George Soros gives you $100,000, that we're going to see more of that kind of influence. And that was the tone of the interview. But it wasn't argumentative. I thought it was very good. I could take a little bit of snark. He was kind of snarky with some stuff. I'm fine with that. I am completely fine with that. The hang up, that just added to the drama. So here is McSally. Well, here is Cuomo talking about McSally. And I think he does, even for Fredo, this is not correct. In fact, Dan, that's kind of long. Let's play 13B. Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo together saying that McSally acted like a punk.
He's president of the United States. Fine. We also know that he's about, at best, stretching what is true and most often abusing the truth and lying when he doesn't even have to. The question is, will senators in his party be the same way? That's what was so upsetting about McSally today. This is a woman with an amazing record of service to this country, and she really acted like a punk today. She did a disservice to herself and the seat that she holds, which is John McCain.
But she wasn't even elected.
She was appointed.
She lost. And to, through a fluke, like some would say Trump won, but that's a whole other show. But through a fluke, she was appointed. Trump wasn't appointed. Right. He actually won. But through a fluke, she got the seat. And then when she was asked a legitimate question that every single lawmaker, Democrat or Republican, who has anything to do with this impeachment trial, should be asked. Do you want to hear new information? Do you want witnesses? Everyone should be asked that question. If you don't want to answer, guess what? You keep it pushing, keep moving. No comment, yes or no. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to degrade someone just because you can't answer the question or because you're afraid you're going to lose to someone who is also very respected back home. And I'm talking about Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Look, there's no question. She's got a tough race on her hands. She's won before. She's won in Congress. She's got an amazing pedigree. The question is she ruining it all right now? Because if you want to be John McCain, you can't be doing what she did today.
All right. Now, I would have liked it better if McSally had made that. And it's hard, you know, in the scrum and all that about CNN and ripped CNN. I would have been fine with that. This guy, I don't know that he is one of the elements of that, other than he represents CNN and how that's going to be bollocks, that would have been a good moment. So in the very week that I had a similar situation, it's not exactly similar, I'm trying to give you some perspective on what I think is fair in these things. But these guys, like the guy from CNN, are supposed to be journalists. So's Jim Acosta. In other words, they're supposed to be there just trying to ascertain the truth, facts, Dragnet type of stuff. They're not there like I am to be given opinion. I mean, that's the difference. So 855-839-1210. It's not horrible because I could play you clips of Omar, Representative Omar, blowing away the same guy just recently, and CNN said nothing about it. So make it about CNN, maybe not just this guy, I think is the way to go. All right, here's something local that I think really needs our attention. It's not the Russians that I worry about in 2020. You know that Pennsylvania is a swing state, okay? But here we go again with potential shenanigans in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and all over the place. I was unaware, and it's now coming to a head, the impact of this new Pennsylvania law that some of these goofball Republicans like this Gene DiGirolamo out there in Bucks County have put together. Are you aware of this? They want to make voting more flexible and accessible. You know my stance on that. It already is. Okay? So now they have loosened up tremendously the absentee ballots. You don't need any justification now to be voting by absentee ballot. Now, do you know how sickening this is? If you don't want to vote, I would make the bar so high for absentee ballot. If I were convening a bunch of judges and the judge together, you can rest assured you're not getting an absentee ballot too easily. I'm so sick of this absentee ballot stuff. So now, because of Democrats and some of these Republicans, these counties around us and some others across Pennsylvania do not think that on election night, they are going to be able to count up the absentee ballots. Some of them are not even going to try on that night. They ought to be made to try. They ought to be made to do whatever they have to do. Do you know how important this is? Do you know our country hanging in the balance? And we're going to have a bunch of these bureaucrats who I don't trust on several levels involved in this, including Philadelphia. So I'm looking at some of the testimony, and I'm looking at some of the excuses. DiGirolamo, who's now a Bucks County commissioner, he voted in favor of this new election measure. He brings in the guy who's in charge of this. And the guy in testimony says, so if there's an election that's somewhat close, it's really going to be up in the air until 2 or 3 days later. And the Bucks County guy says, yes. How would you like to have this guy, a can-do guy, Jeff Greenberg, elections director for Mercer County in western Pennsylvania. We have no way of counting our mail-in absentee ballots on election night. We'll begin working on the absentees the following morning. What? So how come Democrats, who are always so concerned about the Russians and the bots and Facebook and everything else, how come they're not concerned with stuff like this? I'll tell you why. Because they will do anything to have anybody vote who is a potential Democrat voters. Now, you hear me joke, but I believe it, particularly here in Philadelphia. I hope it's biblical proportions. I hope it's 10 times colder than today on Election Day. I do. I don't want a sunny day. I don't want any of that. If you don't want to vote, if you don't want to make the effort to vote, then just stay at home and play video games or go and do whatever else you're doing. Why do we have to constantly say it's too hard to vote? All right, so I'm hoping to put this out there and to start moving on this, that we hear people now increasing the pressure at every level to say whatever resources are needed, whatever has to be done, you are going to count those votes on election night. You're not going to wait to the next day. Can you just imagine a situation if those electoral votes from Pennsylvania are the deciding votes? Okay? And you mean to say we're going to be waiting 2 or 3 days for these morons to tell us who the president is? Can you just imagine what would be going on with the recounts in a place like Philadelphia if we're within 10, 20,000 votes of determining the election? Could it come down to that? Absolutely could. I was on election night, Dan, with Rich, and I didn't even call it when it was called. I was scared to death to say Pennsylvania goes to Trump. Okay? Just because I didn't want to jinx it. It was so shocking that finally. It was only by about 44,000 votes out of 6.1 million or so cast. All in the name of this nonsense that it's too hard to show up and vote. Typical Democrat, progressive, that's their mantra. Why is it so hard to show up? Because they don't want to do it. The same thing where you can't vote. They're opposed to the idea. You can't just show up and say, where's the Democrat lever? I just want to pull all that. I don't want to punch in all Democrats. I just want to hit a big button that says Democrat. That thing. I'd love to get you in on this. This is a major thing. And you could say, oh, it's never going to come down to that. You know how pivotal Pennsylvania is. I don't know what's going on in these other states with this stuff. But a guy just sitting there saying, oh, we're not even going to start counting to the next day. Somebody's got a mandate. This guy's going to count those votes right then, however many people you need. Well, it's late at night. It's after 8 o'clock. No, that's your job. You got one job. Set up the voting machines and count the votes, right? This is worse than the hanging chads here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Coming up, we got a great side question today. But jump on board. Are you on board with this? That now you can vote by absentee without any justification. All you have to do is just say, yeah, give me an absentee ballot. I don't feel like doing it. Why is that better? Well, progressives always tell us the more people that vote, the better off we are. I don't believe that, by the way. I don't want lazy, uninformed voters being out there and voting. They don't want to show up. That's the test. They don't want to do that. Well, then don't vote. I'm fine with that. Well, how will the democracy continue? It's continuing very well. Hey, thanks for all that support on the big interview with the DA out there in Delaware County. It is up on podcast. We like to see how far the number goes. It's been incredible. I didn't think that much of it as it was happening, but your reaction, you saw this guy kind of as a maybe an example of the type of pushback you get from progressives. So we try. We try to bring on people that are going to differ, and we'll talk about the issues with them. That's all good. And I mentioned, you know, this guy from CNN doesn't seem to me to be the most offensive. It's CNN in general. Acosta, people like that, that's where the offense is. But McSally firing back is not that big of a deal. The liberal hack thing, oh, my God, they're crushing freedom of the press. It's not like that at all. All right, our side question of the day, and then I want to tell you that Bernie Sanders agrees with what we were saying yesterday, apparently, about dishwashers, low-flow toilets, low-flow bathtubs, Dan, bathtubs that don't drain quickly enough. Bernie's upset about that. We have the Bernie Sanders 2020 campaign tour rider. This guy is something. I mean, this is, it's called the two-page Senator Comfort Memo. Mark confidential for campaign staff use only. It details some of the 78-year-old's lodging preferences while on the road. Now, I've never had a rider and all that. You know, look, talk radio host. I'm sure Rich would agree. Dan's working up what would be in my rider. You might too. You might too on Twitter at Dom Show 1210. You know some of my idiosyncrasies. Let me give you some of Bernie's. Look, we're divas too. I think Rich would admit to that. Hopefully not in the extreme, though. I've seen some extreme divas in talk radio over the years. But Bernie says he wants all faucets checked, leaky faucets, slow flow toilets, slow draining bathtubs. Hey, if the bathtub's draining, why does it bother you if it's slow draining?
I have an issue with that one.
Why? Why do you have an issue with that?
Because it's the worst. We have a slow draining bathtub right now, and it's like your feet are in your own filth through the entire shower.
Oh, I see what you mean about the shower. Oh, okay. I thought he's taking a bath.
No. So I would assume when you shower, it builds up, and then you have that grime on your feet, and it's gross.
Yeah, but I've never been in one. Are there things where it builds up that much in a hotel?
I don't know about a hotel, but I do know for sure houses in Port Richmond.
Okay, all right, Port Richmond. All right, well, I have never had that problem in a hotel. So Bernie is on board with Trump. I'd love to get this guy going on dishwashers. Now, he says, if the thermostat can't be lowered to 60 degrees, some hotels have a 65-degree temperature limit, a fan should be placed in the room to keep it cool. Yet, he wants extra blankets and giant comforters on. I've never understood this. Opening up the windows, but putting all this stuff on top. He wants somebody to go in and open up the window hours before he gets there, but not too long. Can you imagine what this is like? Let's see. If the hotel has a pool or hot tub, this is particularly important if the grandchildren are accompanying us. I guess they're worried about, falling in the pool or hot tub. So I respect that.
Or are they saying that they want activity for the grandchildren?
I don't know which one. It doesn't say. Yes. Ask hotel management if any other groups are staying at the hotel and adjust floor placement as necessary to ensure a quiet stay. Here's his please provide green tea with honey. I stopped drinking green tea this morning after seeing this. And honey. English breakfast tea. Here's a tip. When you find mini honey bottles or single honey packs, stock up. Does that mean he wants you to steal them? Does that mean he wants you to take them with you?
All the Waffle Houses and Denny's around the area. They're like, what happened to all our honey?
One healthy, low-sugar drink per person per day must be provided. A small bottle of red Gatorade, one per person per day.
Wait, for everybody gets one red
Gatorade? Yes, I don't know how many red. Well, red, there you go.
That right there is the proof that we need that red Gatorade is the best Gatorade flavor.
Okay. I think it's overrated. I don't believe all the electrolytes and all the rest of it. I'm not.
I love the low sugar per person, too.
Yes. A small bottle of smart water per person per day.
It's the smart water.
Hey, guess what, buddy? The Democrats need they need 100 bottles. They're going to be chugging smart water during the debate. Joe Biden, they ought to be injecting it into it.
Actually, they're not drinking it, Dom. They're studying it to find out ideas for their smart guns.
That's right. Thank you very much for that. A small can of unsalted cashews, walnuts, almonds, and clementines. You need a small can of clementines in there.
I'm sorry, but doesn't Bernie Sanders look like he'd eat a lot of nuts and clementines?
Yes. Well, I like the cashews. I could go for some cashews right now. The thing that caught our attention is he agrees with Trump that this is a real problem. People that travel must see all this slow flow stuff. He mentions the toilets. He wants people to go in and check them. And if they're not right, he wants them to be rejected or have a plumber come in, like with the leaky faucet.
Could you imagine if part of your job was being the person that had to go into the rooms beforehand and check all the toilets?
Well, part of your job as the executive producer is all the, you know, you've worked with a number of crazy talk radio hosts. So what would you think should be in the Dom Giordano Rider before you answer? I'd love to get some responses on Twitter at DomShow1210 or call in 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. What should be in our rider? We might be headed to Wildwood. We're working on that. What should be in the rider?
Well, first it would be either hair gel or hairspray with a comb.
Not a comb. There's no comb. I have a particular brush, and I'm having a bad hair day, a horrible hair day. It's flyaway. That's how cold it was
like
out.
It normal does.
No, it does not
it
at all.
Different
Joe,
than normally.
You're an aficionado of hair. You know it's not. Take some pictures. Put it up. People will see it right away.
This is
I don't
news
know if
to
I
me.
Can continue. No,
he has like one hair out of place.
It's flyaway from the cold. And Luke bought me a knit hat to wear, which was effective, but messes up the hair. The rest of the day now, and I don't have any gel. I don't know how I can continue.
That's the big mistake. You can never wear a knit hat.
Yes. It messes up the, you know, the proper, does something to the hair follicle.
I quite literally look like Woody Woodpecker after I wear one of those.
Yes.
I mean, my hair sticks straight up. I can't even.
Exactly. I learned that lesson today. I'd rather be cold. Yes. What else?
Specific for hotels under the Mason-Dixon line, provide everyone on staff with a pair of cargo shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, yes. There'll be none of that there. Now, I do demand the Gideon Bible will be there.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a Bible in the room. Bernie didn't say anything about the Bible or taking the Bible out. That would have been pretty good if we saw that.
A full spread of Olive Garden catering?
Yeah. Look, I don't have my ding here. I don't have this. When are we going to have my instant replay?
You can click it. Click it. It's up.
It's very
top,
hard.
Top right.
It's very hard to find here.
Top left, it says correct.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Oh, gosh. Dom now has control.
He has a new toy.
That was worthy of it, though. That was an excellent one. I'm off the Olive Garden. You got to stop knocking me in the off. What else would be in our rider?
A football for you to throw 35 yards.
A football for practice. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, a football that can go 40 yards with a little bit of effort. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Gosh, what else?
All right.
You got anything, Joe?
We'll work on it. Joe, do you have anything that would be in mine?
Oh, just a dry cleaner on hand to press all my wonderful sweaters and everything.
Oh, yours now. All right. Wait, Joe has his own rider.
Well, I'm part of the show. This is part of the rider.
Well, I don't think Bernie's people get a rider, too. They're too busy trying to steal honey samples.
How about four packages of M&Ms with all the red taken out?
Yes. Do you think he put the honey in? He's from Vermont. Aren't they the big honey state? And he's trying to say that something. I thought they were a big honey state. When you find mini honey bottles or single honey packs, stock up. Meaning take them. Can you imagine these guys running down the hall? Here's your speech. Here's your honey.
I think North Dakota is known as the honey state.
Oh, is it? Okay. By the way, the stories that are out there nationally, what is going on here in Philadelphia? You know what the big story is, how I would say it? What's going on here in Philadelphia with the murder rate? We told you yesterday, we played you that clip of the Fox 29 reporter saying they can't keep up with it, the autopsies, and they had a detective working 24 hours. The story is, though, there is just not unbelievable outrage. There's not. People don't like it. There's a little bit of talk about it. It's not moving the needle here in Philadelphia. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that anything would move the needle here. Okay? And we're coming up on Martin Luther King Day, and I have a survey at some point today. I believe President Trump is making inroads with some African-American males. But with the media pounding, this survey, this poll, indicates that this is not the truth, at least with this audience. So we'll play you a little bit of that. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Let me go to Dave in Center City. Dave's next on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Dave.
Dom, thank you for taking this call.
You're welcome.
It would be at the top of the list of your rider.
Okay.
Faucets in the sink in the bathroom that are light activated. In other words, you don't touch any knobs.
Okay.
Okay? And furthermore, there would be paper towels, a paper towel machine, which also you just put your hand up, you know, the beam, and the paper towels come out, and you don't have to touch any cranks or anything.
Beautiful. You know me too well.
Right?
Where's that hotel?
And here's the third one. And I don't know if they have it yet, but toilets without a flush handle, but again, you just put your hand near it, and it'll, you know, and it automatically will flush. You don't have to touch the handle.
I'm not that big of a germaphobe. You've gone a little bit too far now, Dave.
But are the first two? Does that hit it out of the park?
Yes, that would be tremendous. Nicely played, Dave. Thank you. By the way, with Bernie, his staff, Dan, has to remove all hotel signage on the bedboards, the tables. They have to get rid. This guy truly is a communist. He truly is a communist in that he wants no advertising in there. Now, if you're staying in a hotel, what difference does it make if there's some signage there of one sort or another? In what universe is that a problem? Okay. What the heck? Dan just handed me a rider for Steve Allen.
Yeah, that was via Joe. When we started talking about this, he immediately called to mind Steve Allen's rider, which has a long process of how to treat his toupee, which they call his unit.
Yes.
Throughout the...
Yeah, how to apply the Grecian formula.
Yeah.
Completely dry, then add color to his hair, which isn't his hair.
Yeah.
Do not rinse the color off. Add a lot of mousse and massage it into the hair to get body. There's like 25 steps here. I mean, 30 steps.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny. I think he wrote the whole thing. It's in his naturally bloviating tone. I think he wrote the rider himself.
Joe, you are the maven of God. So riders are a great subject. Bernie's got his rider, this maniac. And the only reason I saw it is the hook is that it connects to the notion of low-flow toilets and showers and all that, that Bernie wants his people to sniff that out and do something about it. Really? What about climate, Bernie? I mean, what about conserving water? Bernie doesn't want a slow-flow toilet or bathtub. Well, wait a minute. I think his opponents, Elizabeth Warren, ought to use this against him the next time, don't you think? And is he advising his staff to steal honey? That's what comes across. Just stock up on it. Take it. How about bathrobes? Can you see him walking around in the bathrobe? And the maniac wants the windows open at times, but then he wants extra blankets and comforters. So which one is it?
I'm looking at celebrity riders.
Yes.
The running theme is all celebrities want honey. It's like gold if you're famous, I guess.
I like honey, too. Joe, run around there. There's some honey down there in the thing. Bring me a bottle of that back and be spritzing it all over.
I have a couple other outrageous demands on riders, if you want to hear
them. Yeah, let's hear them.
Beyonce, she demands her dressing room be kept at 78 degrees and asks for chicken legs heavily seasoned with cayenne pepper and rose-scented candles, and don't have Coca-Cola products anywhere near her. Beyonce can only be seen with Pepsi products due to a contractual agreement.
Okay.
Adele. She wants chicken salad sandwiches, a pack of Marlboro Lights,
and some honey with that.
The best quality red wine, 6 metal teaspoons in her dressing room, and she bans organic honey.
She bans organic honey.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's about. Well, the Marlboro or whatever.
Yeah, she wants 2 squeezy bottles of clear honey, but not organic.
And any other more directions on the cigarettes? That's what I'd like.
Says 1 pack of Marlboro Lights plus 1 disposable cigarette lighter.
Disposable? Why does that be disposable?
Kanye West's previous requests are for a barber's chair, Carmex lip balm, shower shoes, and a lot of alcohol. On his most recent St. Pablo tour, West demanded a slushy machine with mixes of Coke and Hennessy and Grey Goose and lemonade.
That's before he found religion. You got to look up, if you can, Kim Kardashian's rider. That's the one I'd be interested in. But All righty, 855-839-1210, you get on board. A couple of other things. This whole impeachment thing might be summarized, the impact, Dan, and Dan pointed this out to me. I didn't play it because I didn't see it, so we cut 10. But does this give us an idea of the impact that this is not having? Okay, just not having all the impeachment talk, all the things that Democrats think the nation is paying attention to. This is from Jeopardy, the everyday Jeopardy. I'm spoiled. I don't think I can watch everyday Jeopardy anymore for a while after the thrill of the goats playing. But here is from the other night, Alex Trebek. They show a picture and they ask people to identify this person.
U.S. Representatives for 12.
1/53rd of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
And the category was something of U.S. representatives. It wasn't like in your mind you got to put something together with pencil neck or something. It was U.S. representatives. He's one of the most prominent, you would think. And these are top players on Jeopardy. That's amazing. You think they'd have to be aware. So is that a window into the fact that this is not working? It's not reaching the American people. All right. So we saw this rider that I found today, and it speaks volumes about the ultimate progressive. You know, if I'm running against Bernie, I got to bring up during the debate, well, Bernie, your rider here says that you don't like this low flow bathtub and toilets and all. How can you say, and then I would link it, Dan, to the fact that he has his own jet. He flies on a private jet. We get into that. I mean, isn't that hypocrisy if you're going to be this climate and it's the end of the world and all the rest of it? You can't even put up with a little water at your feet. Not only that, he bashes his head on a shower door, too. That's unexplained. So you found another celebrity, Paul McCartney's. What's McCartney's rider?
Oh, I'm going to start from the top. All lamps must be halogen floor lamps with a dimmer switch. Only animal-free materials, cottons, denims, velour, etc. Do not provide furniture made of any animal skin or print. Do not provide artificial versions of animal skin or print. No leather seating allowed in the black stretch limousine. Arrange for a dry cleaner before arrival. 6 full and leafy floor plants, but no trees. He wants plants that are just full on the bottom as the top, such as a palm, bamboo, peace lilies, etc. No tree trunks allowed. $50 for one large arrangement of white Casablanca lilies with lots of foliage. $40 for one long-stemmed arrangement of pale pink and white roses with lots of foliage. And $35 for one arrangement of freesia. It comes in various colors, so please mix them up.
Oh, my God.
And 20 dozen clean towels outside of the production office.
What's with the 20 dozen clean towels? Or what, 20 clean towels?
20 dozen.
20 dozen?
Yeah.
What, are they having an orgy here or something after the old non-animal stuff?
That's what you pick on, but all the animal stuff. And the thing that's really stuck out to me is do not provide artificial versions of animal skin or print either.
Right.
So if you have like a leopard print,
right,
cotton outfit, you're going to be sent out of Paul McCartney's room.
Wow. Seems pretty normal. No, not really. All right. So, yeah, these celebrity riders. But when you're running for president, you really have to be careful with this stuff, you would think, given the policies, given the stuff that you're doing.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.